Hi, welcome to the Grow, Change, and Evolve Network. I'm E.G. Cassidy, and I thank you for joining me today. The title to today's episode is Breaking Out of the Illusion That Is Your Life. I think you're going to enjoy it, so sit back, relax, and let's get with it. So, today I want to talk about what consciousness is and the energy field we live in that affects and creates everything that we desire based on our own thoughts, words, and actions. And what's interesting about conscious creation is that sometimes what we create in our own life is not always enjoyable. And when it's not enjoyable, we have a really hard time realizing that we did create that experience. So for me, once I began to embrace this concept that everything in my life is something I've created, it really got me thinking. And it caused me to start saying to myself, well, why are so many things happening to me that I don't want to happen to me and I don't want to experience? And I'm going to get into that a little bit as well, because what we are thinking subconsciously is also creating our outer reality. But before I get deep into that, I want to go into the concept of universal mirrors. They've also been referred to as the Essenine mirrors. I like to call them the universal mirrors because it just seems to fit this time period that we live in. And it's one of the most profound truths that I've faced in my journey. And the concept is that everything in my reality on the outside is a reflection of what I believe inside about myself and the world and God and whatever encompasses your belief systems. That includes the way others treat me. It includes how much abundance or lack I live in, what kind of job I hold, where I live, what I do. Every single thing around me is really just a reflection of my own beliefs. So if you can embrace that concept for a moment, what it causes you to do is to take an honest and thorough look at yourself and get really, really brutally honest with yourself. And taking a hard, honest look at ourselves, it's hard for people to do. I know from working with people and helping people heal, it's easy for us to look outside of ourselves and point to this or point to that or point to someone else and say, well, they're causing my unhappiness or they're causing my pain and my misery. But in reality, they're not. They're not. You're creating that on some level, probably a subconscious level. And if you came out of trauma as a child, then you may have a lot of negative energy in your subconscious that is creating, and in your belief systems about yourself, that's creating these things in your life, these experiences and these life experiences you may not like or enjoy. So let's break it down for a moment. We're going to break it down. And the first way to break this down is to understand that we live in a field of energy. We're all connected. They now know this. You know, physicists now know that what looks like empty space is not empty at all. Everything is connected through this divine matrix, through this energetic matrix that we live in. And within that matrix, within this universal system we live in, it's programmed. Yes, just like a computer. Well, our brain is the exact same way. Our brain is programmed. We come into this world with an empty slate. We come in, we're a baby, we have a very interesting, intelligent brain, but it's kind of a blank slate. And as we grow up, our brain gets programmed by our life and our life experiences. And if any of you came from an abusive childhood like I did, and I came from a very, very traumatic and deeply abusive childhood, you grow up believing that is how life is. You believe things about yourself that are not true because of those experiences. And then you go into adult life believing a lot of things that are really just not true, especially about yourself. I began healing at a very, very young age. And then along the way, these other truths and experiences came into my life. And I began to study them and realize, hey, wait a minute. I'm creating all this stuff myself. You know, I'm attracting it to myself because I live in a world that is programmed. And one of the major laws in this world that affects our life is the law of attraction. Like attracts like. It's not a secret anymore. I mean, it's pretty well known piece of information that we're attracting into our life good or bad or both. And normally I think it's both. You know, we're attracting both until we grow spiritually and grow to a level where we can stay in positivity all the time and stop letting others around us control our thoughts, our emotions, and our life. When we take control of our own life, we take control of our own thoughts, we take control of what we attract in our life. And it takes work. It really and truly does take work to do that. So if your brain got programmed as a child into negativity, into trauma, into abuse, it's your job now as an adult to reprogram that. You reprogram that by changing your beliefs, by becoming positive, by speaking positive affirmations, and by releasing the pain. By literally letting that out of your system. And as you let it out of your system, then your system becomes full of light. Then light energy is more readily flowing through your system. And then it becomes easier and easier and easier to stay in the positive. But let's go back again to the illusion that is your life, which as I call it an illusion because I do believe we live in a holographic universe. And that it is an illusion. But at the end of the day, this is what we live in. But what we really and truly, what's really going to help you, I hope, in this episode, is understanding that that illusion that you're seeing, you're creating it yourself. You're creating every aspect of it yourself. I understand that that's hard to swallow. A lot of people just can't get to that point. Because if you get to the point where you understand that and you embrace it, then the only thing left to do is to change yourself. If you want your life to get better and you stop when you're pointing your finger at someone else, what you're really doing is playing the victim. Yeah, you're playing victim mode. That's what I call it, victim mentality. And when you're in victim mentality, you're not doing anything to make your life better, to grow, to change, to evolve into a better person. You're just blaming someone else. In reality, you need to look in that universal mirror and you need to sit back and say, well, what am I doing to cause this? When I first learned about this concept, it was several years ago. I made a full spreadsheet on it. I mean, I really did my research, read up on it, and had to start realizing I was still attracting a certain type of individual into my life that I didn't want to attract into my life. I came out of a very controlling and abusive childhood, which caused me to believe a lot of things about myself that were not true. Now, I'd been working on healing those beliefs for a very long time, But I still was attracting negativity and negative people into my life. People with addiction issues and things like that. And I finally had to just stop and get very still, get very quiet, and meditate on and go within, shut the brain down, tell the brain to shut up, be quiet, sit still, go within, meditate, get very, very quiet and peaceful, and ask my inner being, my soul, whatever you want to refer to it as, what is it? What's going on in my life? Well, you know, that's causing me to attract this type of person into my life. And there were several different things that came out, but one of the things that came out, was the belief that I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for healthy people to be in part of my life, because it has taken me many, many years to become a healthy, mentally and emotionally healthy person. And this was just the next step in that evolution towards, my mental health. And I really had to stop and think about that belief that I still don't feel worthy enough or good enough to be in a healthy relationship with another human being. Now, that just was not true. It's just what I believe because of so much of the trauma in my childhood. And let me tell you something. I had layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of false beliefs about myself that I have had to unravel, uncover, face. And that's the hard part, is going, wow, I actually believe this shit. Oh my God, I believe that about me. And when you believe things about yourself, like I'm not good enough, the universe will reflect that back to you. It'll reflect it back to you in all kind of interesting ways. I'll call them interesting ways because it can manifest itself. That belief can manifest itself in the way you dress and what you drive and what kind of job you obtain, where you live, how much money you have, how many friends you have or don't have, how your own family treats you, how your partner treats you. So learning and understanding that the illusion that we live in is really not facing ourselves, not looking at what life is reflecting back to us, and really believing that and knowing I'm the one causing this own chaos in my life. If your life is full of chaos, you're causing it. Whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, you're causing that chaos. Now, that's a hard one to swallow for people that live in constant chaos. But I've learned through facing these truths that it is the way that the universe works. I'm going to tell you a quick story about how I asked the universe to prove to me that the law of attraction is real. Now, this is an interesting little story. I don't think I've shared it before on my podcast, so I'm going to share it today. So when I first began reading books about the law of attraction, I understood the concept. I just wasn't sure if it was true. So I said to the universe, all right, if this is the way that this program that we live in, this world that we live in works, I need you to prove that to me. I want you to prove that to me. This is what I told the universe. And so I said, okay, I would like I asked for something. Something to manifest into my life. And what I asked for was a green feather. I would like a green feather. Well, at the time when I asked for this, I worked at a company that when I walked in, when I went to the front doors, I had to go over this bridge and there was a duck pond. Yeah, there was a bunch of ducks. And every day when I would walk and, go into work, I would say to myself, I'm going to find my green feather today. I'm going to find my green feather today. All these ducks, Well, didn't happen. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. So I was like, okay, I finally just kind of forgot about it. Well, then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, I got sent home and had to work from home every day. I'm not going to say I had to. I got to. I was allowed the privilege of going to work out of my home. And then I forgot. You know, I didn't see the ducks every day, and life got busy, and I just completely forgot about what I had asked for. Well, one day after work, went to get in my car to, I don't even know where I was going because there was really nowhere to go during COVID, and my car wouldn't start, which was odd, but I thought, well, all right, no biggie, you know, I'll just go take a walk in my neighborhood. So I didn't stress out over the car not starting. I just thought I'll deal with it tomorrow. And I went and took a walk in my neighborhood. And as I'm walking back up down a street towards my street, I hear someone calling my name. Well, the sun was setting and it was in my eyes, and I'm covering my eyes and I'm looking. And I look over and there's a woman standing near her front porch, and she's waving at me and calling my name. So I walk over there and I'm like, Jamie. It was a friend of mine that I had known, but I didn't know. I knew she lived in my neighborhood. I'd never been to her house. I didn't know where. I knew her from a few years back. And she is standing in her front yard having a glass of wine, and she's got this massive bird on her arm. And I said, well, what have you got there? And she said, oh, this is my bird, and whatever his name was. And I said, well, wow, that's a magnificent bird. Now, the bird on the out on the top part, on his top side, was mostly red. And so she said, well, I'm going to put him on his perch. Would you like to come in? And I said, sure. So I walked into her house with her, and she put the bird on his perch, and she grabbed this tall, clear glass container, and she walked over to me, and it was full of feathers. And she said, I've got all these beautiful feathers that he's really molted and released, and I don't have the heart to throw them out. And I she hands it to me, and I take the vase, and I said, well, could I have a feather? And she says, you can have as many as you want. So I start looking down in the feathers, and guess what I find? A green feather. Actually, I got two, because underneath him, underneath his wings, were all these other different beautiful colors. And so I got my two green feathers. And when I walked out of her house that day, I looked up at the sky and I just started laughing. And I was like, you're good. Because, you know, I could have never in a million years thought that up. I couldn't have. So it was so incredibly interesting that when I wanted the universe to prove to me that the law of attraction is real and that it works, that is how it happened for me. And I still have the green feathers. Matter of fact, feathers just continue to come into my life. Not green ones, just different ones. And every time I see a feather, I pick it up and I keep it. I have a black one in my car. I have some pink ones hanging over there. I just have feathers all over the place now. So if you don't actually believe in the law of attraction, put it to the test. Just do it. Put it to the test and, you know, tell the universe, prove it to me. The universe isn't going to be upset. The universe is just going to do what you ask, because that's what the law of attraction is. Giving us what we ask and desire and think about. It starts with thoughts. It moves into words. And the more you focus on something that you desire, the more energy you're putting into it, and eventually it will manifest itself. Now, one thing I've learned about this is be very specific, because you can manifest things and it may have aspects to it that you didn't really expect. So be specific, especially when you are attempting to manifest a home or a car or a partner. Get out a list. If you're going to manifest a partner, get out some paper and write down all the aspects you would like for this other person to possess. And then make sure you possess those very things so you can attract them to you. So that is my story on the law of attraction. But let's get back to, and I love it. I love that story. I love the way it happened for me. Because of the way it happened, there was no doubt in my mind. If I had just found a duck feather, you know, at work, like I thought that's how it was going to happen, probably wouldn't have. Really, the belief probably wouldn't have solidified in me as much as it did because of the way it happened. I didn't know that person lived in that house. I didn't know I was going to run into her that day, and I damn sure did not know she had a bird. It's a really cool bird too, by the way. So I'm going to circle back to where we started, which is breaking out of the illusion that is your life, and back to the universal mirrors that I would like to encourage you to look into. Because once you start looking at what's going on in your life, how you're being treated, what you're manifesting, then you have the opportunity to look within and say, well, what can I change to attract something better into my life? And then when you start doing that, it just snowballs on you and your life just will continue to get better and better and better. But you have to look within. You have to know and understand it's you. You're the one attracting these things into your life. But the great thing about it is you have the power to change anything you don't want or like. You have the power to change your experience, your life experiences, into anything you want them to be and into a more positive, abundant reality. You have the power to do this. And if you don't know how, go into my store, Time to Heal Holistic Market, buy the Law of Attraction, buy the Money and the Law of Attraction, the Vortex, all of these books by Esther and Jerry Hicks are books that I've read, books that I have learned these things from. The Secret is in there as well. You can buy The Secret and learn the basics there. But the Law of Attraction is really the groundbreaking book that, you know, has helped millions and millions of people to understand the Law of Attraction. So I don't want to turn this into a commercial, but they're all there, Time to Heal Holistic Market. And I usually can ship the same day. But I want you to start looking into the universal mirrors. Understand that we do live in somewhat of an illusion. It's okay. It's just the way this life is. And start looking into those universal mirrors and really deep diving into yourself. Do some meditation work, deep diving into yourself, and figure out what you want to change. What's not serving you any longer? If it's not serving you, kick it to the curb. Change it. You can do it. You've got the power to do it. I'm E.G. Cassidy. Thank you for joining me today.